Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Your girl Laura Bennett here, bringing you another dose of wisdom with a sprinkle of the good old-fashioned chaos we know and love. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness. Isn't that like hippy-dippy stuff? But trust me on this one, folks. Forgiveness isn't about letting people off the hook, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of past hurts and resentment. It's about stepping into your power, becoming unstuck, and creating space for healing and growth. Think about it. When we hold on to anger and bitterness, those negative emotions become like a heavy anchor dragging us down. They steal our joy, cloud our judgment, and prevent us from moving forward in life. Forgiveness is the key to breaking free from that anchor. It's about choosing to release the pain. Not for them, but for you. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower of forgiveness? Well, let me give you 5 nuggets of wisdom to get you started. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. First things first, you gotta own your feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, betrayed, all those messy emotions are valid. Recognize them, name them, and allow yourself to experience them fully without judgment. 2. Separate the person from the action. This is a big one, folks. Often, we personalize situations, making it about who did something instead of what was done. Remember, people make mistakes. They're human, just like us. Try to see the situation objectively, separating the person from their actions. 3. Practice empathy. Ever felt like someone wronged you and then thought, well, what if they were going through something really tough? Putting yourself in another person's shoes can be incredibly powerful. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand their motivations and maybe even find a little compassion. 4. Reframe the narrative. Our thoughts have incredible power. When we focus on negativity and resentment, we create a self-fulfilling prophecy of pain. Instead, try reframing the story. What lessons can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to grow stronger and wiser? 5. Release with intention. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about consciously choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that no longer serves you. Visualize yourself releasing those heavy emotions, sending them out into the universe with love and light. Ever had a time when someone really messed up and you just couldn't let it go? Maybe it was a friend who betrayed your trust, a family member who hurt you deeply, or even an acquaintance who wronged you in some way. I remember this one time in college, I put my heart and soul into a project with this classmate, only to find out they totally slacked off and took most of the credit when we presented it to the professor. Let me tell you, that feeling of betrayal was like getting punched in the gut. For weeks, I replayed the situation over and over in my head, fuming about their lack of integrity. But holding onto that anger wasn't doing me any good. It was stealing my joy and preventing me from moving forward. So I decided to try something different. Instead of letting the anger fester, I sat down, took some deep breaths, and really acknowledged how much it hurt. Then, I tried to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were stressed out, or maybe they had their own insecurities that led them to act in that way. It wasn't an excuse for their behavior, but it helped me understand it a little better. I finally decided to release the anger and resentment, focusing instead on learning from the experience and moving forward. And you know what? Letting go was actually liberating. I felt lighter, happier, and more empowered. So remember, my friends, forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about choosing freedom for yourself. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger only hurts you in the end. Go out there, practice some self-love, and let go of what no longer serves you. The world needs your light, and you deserve to be free. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness magic. And if you have any thoughts or stories about your own forgiveness journeys, drop them in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.